From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A massive power outage at the huge international airport in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta has disrupted all flights in and out of the hub. The outage began around 1 p.m. At 7:30, the airport tweeted that power had been restored to one area and that officials expected the outage to be fully resolved by midnight. The Federal Aviation Administration implemented a ground stop for flights headed to the airport. A ground stop means that flights headed to Atlanta are held on the ground at their departure airport until Monday evening. Incoming flights, domestic and international, are being diverted to other regional airports. The site said that as of Sunday evening, this is flightaware.com, 776 flights were canceled to and from Atlanta, and another 525 flights were delayed. An additional 134 flights scheduled for Monday have also been canceled. The airport is one of the busiest in the world, with more than 2,500 daily arrivals and departures, bringing more than 250,000 passengers through the airport on an average day. The UN Security Council plans to vote on a draft resolution Monday rejecting U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. As a permanent council member, the U.S. will likely veto the Egyptian-sponsored text. Reuters says the resolution does not mention the U.S. or President Trump by name, but expresses deep regret at recent decisions concerning the status of Jerusalem. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that Turkey hopes to open an embassy to a Palestinian state in East Jerusalem in the future. He said those days are near and we will officially open our embassy there. He did not give a precise time frame. Three heavily armed suicide bombers attacked a crowded Christian church in Quetta, Pakistan, Sunday, killing at least eight worshippers. Witnesses said two of the attackers tried to enter the main hall, but police guards at the main gate stopped them. About 400 worshippers were attending the Sunday service. Taliban insurgents have killed at least 14 Afghan troops and injured several others in a pre-dawn attack Sunday in Helmand province. Officials said insurgents stormed police outposts around the provincial capital of Lashkar, but security forces repelled the attack. Controversy is swirling around the Foundation for a Smoke-Free World. The new nonprofit organization has come under intense criticism from health agencies and anti-tobacco campaigners who accuse it of acting as a smokescreen for big tobacco, a charge vigorously denied by the foundation's president. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Philip Morris is a producer of an e-cigarette type product. Vice President of Communications at the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, Vince Wilmore, tells VOA the alliance between the foundation and Philip Morris has no credibility.
This foundation is really a smokescreen designed to promote Philip Morris's business interest and undermine real efforts to reduce the death and disease caused by tobacco use around the world. It's hard to take Philip Morris seriously that they want a smoke-free world when they're marketing cigarettes as aggressively as ever, and they're fighting real solutions to reduce smoking.
The World Health Organization also calls into question the work of the foundation. It notes that the number of clear conflicts of interest involved with a tobacco company funding a purported health foundation is evident.
The Kremlin said Sunday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency provided Russian authorities with information that allowed them to thwart a series of Islamic State bombings planned in St. Petersburg. Russian President Vladimir Putin called President Trump to thank him for the CIA information. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.